Let's read together Proverbs chapter 21, verses 16 through 31. Now, in the second half of Proverbs 21, we have more Proverbs with practical advice for everyday living. Now, for background, let's consider verse 18 and a biblical example to help us understand this proverb. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Now, what does this proverb mean? How are the wicked and unfaithful a ransom for the righteous and upright? A ransom, remember, is the price paid to free a prisoner or redeem a slave. Now, the point of the proverb is not that the wicked ransom the righteous, but rather that the wicked themselves may be the ransom or means by which God redeems and frees his people. Listen to what we read in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 3. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3. Here the Lord tells his people, Israel, that he gave Egypt and Ethiopia and Seba as a ransom to redeem his people. Now, to whom did God pay the ransom? Answer, to Persia. Because Cyrus the Persian issued an edict permitting God's people to return home to Jerusalem from their captivity in Babylon, God gave Egypt and Ethiopia and other pagan areas to Cyrus and the Persians to become part of the Persian Empire. God has his ways to make enemy strategy backfire and deliver the righteous by punishing the wicked who oppress them. Now let's consider the other Proverbs in the second half of Proverbs chapter 21 under our doctrinal point. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 16, Proverbs 21, 16. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. This proverb reminds us of what the Lord taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where the Lord said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it," from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. If people do not enter the gate of salvation through Christ, they are in the company of those on their way to eternal death. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Now, the point of this proverb is not that all pleasure is wrong or all consumption of oil and wine is wrong. No. But self-indulgence in pleasure is wrong. And excessive luxuriant living can lead to poverty. I've seen it happen. The proverb, once again, verse 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Verse 19. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Now, we could draw two good applications from this proverb here in verse 19. Number one, instead of arguing and quarreling all the time, it would be better for husbands and wives to put some distance between themselves until emotions quiet down. Good practical application here, right? Number two, young people, don't rush into marriage. Make sure you know how your future husband or wife handles stress and treats others and deals with anger, etc., before you marry that perfect person. Verse 20. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. This proverb is not in contradiction to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, where the Lord said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. So back to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. This is not contradiction, but rather balance in Scripture. The point of the proverb is that wise folks don't waste and squander all that they have as foolish people do. Instead, they are able to save for a rainy day and have supplies on hand when the need arises. Verse 21, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. Do you see the divine law of multiplication here? This is more than just you reap what you sow. If you truly follow righteousness and mercy as a believer, you will find the abundant life now, as well as eternal life forever. You will be clothed with the righteousness of Christ, and you will receive honor and reward from the Lord himself. Verse 22, a wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Let me ask you a question. In battle, which would you rather have to triumph over the enemy, wisdom or strength? Which is better? Wisdom is better. Strategy and tactics can overcome great odds and powerful forces. Think of Gideon's victory over the Midianites, for example. Well, the same is true in spiritual warfare. I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. From 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. How often we get ourselves into trouble by opening our big mouths, right? Oh, I wish I hadn't said that. We need to pray as David prayed in Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Psalm 141, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 24. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. What's the point of this proverb? Don't be a snob. That's the kind of person being described here in verse 24. They know it all, and they tell you so. Everyone else is stupid. They are too proud and arrogant to ever admit that they are wrong. Don't be a snob. Any snobs here today? Anyone married to a snob? Verses 25 and 26. Let's take these verses together. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. Now, in these two proverbs, the righteous person is put in contrast with the lazy person. The sluggard or lazy person does a lot of wishful thinking and daydreaming of what he wants, but he is unwilling to work for it. And as a result, he comes to ruin. Lazy people die with unfulfilled dreams. The righteous person, in contrast, is not only willing to work to provide for his own needs, but is willing to give and share with others who cannot work. The lazy desire, but the righteous do. Verse 28, Proverbs 21, verse 28. A false witness shall perish, but the man who hears will speak endlessly or forever. Now, there are different translations of this verse, but the contrast here seems to be between the person who listens to falsehood and spreads these lies and the person who listens to the truth and faithfully passes it on. This person's testimony will endure because it is true, and the truth endures forever. But all false witnesses and all untruth will ultimately come to an end. Verse 29, a wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. Wicked people have to put up a bold front to try and cover up their wrong behavior and actions. Upright people do not have to put up any front because their behavior and actions and whole lifestyle speak for themselves. Verse 30, there is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. What's the point of this proverb? You cannot outwit, outsmart, outdo, outmaneuver, or out anything when it comes to dealing with the Lord, because he is totally sovereign and in complete control of everything. Ephesians 1:11, he works all things after the counsel of his will. The right course of action is to get in line with God's program, not try to get the Lord to join your program. Verse 31, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. The point of this proverb is not to denounce making preparations for battle. No, that is a human responsibility. But to make preparations and only depend on your tanks and missiles and Marines is proud and ignorant. Victory is in the hands of the Lord. He can change the course of a war even through controlling the weather, as he has done many times throughout human history. Read about the victory of Deborah and Barak, for example, in Judges chapter 5. Can he do the same today? Of course he can. He can stop all commercial and military flights for days in Europe, for example, by the eruption of a volcano in Iceland, of all places. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. What about practical application from this second half of Proverbs 21? Don't worship the Lord with mixed motives. Don't worship the Lord with mixed motives. Verse 27. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? God hates hypocrisy, especially when it comes to worship. Just going through the motions of worship for show with a heart of unbelief or with an unwillingness to repent of some secret sin is an abomination before God. Even worse, if you use your outward show worship to cover up some evil intent, all the while making people think you're a worshiping saint. Some people even think that they can buy God off with a show of worship or justify a certain amount of sin in their lives during the week as long as they go to church on Sunday. Nothing could be further from the truth. Don't worship the Lord with mixed motives.